It's East Coast Breakfast.
Yeah, so earlier this week we spoke about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And actually Darren started this conversation and you said that you were going to stop eating sugar.
I was
going to
cut out the sugar.
Then I went on social media and someone had posted a video of you eating all the sugary treats and everything that is what you said you'll stop.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It was an absolute mess.
So the thing is, okay, yes, I was lying to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make me a liar to people at large.
No, you do. You go around acting like you're all almond milk and everything. Yeah. But then in the meantime, you're downing the cheese.
Thank you, Carmen.
Eating pizza at 6 a.m.
Carmen, I drink the almond milk to protect you.
Yeah, but you eat the cheese and
room.
The cream. Like, that's the thing. You like, I don't know
your
reference, but you're busy in all the other food.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you pretend like, oh, you know, only almond milk.
Okay. Listen, can we just revisit what Carmen said to me on Monday?
I still can go. My plan was to start gym at the beginning of January, and then I was going to do a carnivore diet.
Yeah.
It's like eggs and steak, and no, there's a big rule, but like it's basically a carnivore, like literally you eat
like
an
a
eggs
lion.
And yeah, yes. You eat like a carnivore would only.
So did you start?
At least no.
So you failed.
I'm going to start. No, I didn't start, so I didn't fail yet. Sia, what was the last diet you went on and did it work?
Yeah, so I've been on the same diet for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And my diet is a little bit controversial because I do dirty bulking. So some might call it dieting, dirty bulking.
Dirty bulking. What is that? Explain that to me.
It's eating whatever, whenever, and whatever you like.
Are you healthy?
Yeah, I'm healthy. I go to the gym Monday to Friday. You see, I've seen Sky a couple of times there at the Pavilion Shopping Center at the gym.
Yeah,
you Sky, have you seen Sia there? Does he look like a picture of health?
Oh, he hasn't come to you and said, I'm Mr. Joy.
Yo, Sky is a big guy. So getting a body like that is difficult. So you got to eat and train.
Because
I've seen him a couple of times,
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jamie.
Dancing, hey. And dancing is like, honestly, it's the best.
Remind
because like, you're eating.
Yeah, tell us.
Dancing is the same as carnivore, but you're adding in avocado, you're adding in mixed veg and peas. Yes, it's like keto. But, I mean, it's helped me have my 2 kids. And when you are actually dancing, your energy levels are like through the roof.
You
end up intermittent fasting anyway. Because you're so full through the day that you don't even have an appetite to eat.
Great.
But when you do eat, you eat like a lion.
Oh, wow. How much weight did you lose?
So far, I started at 110 in October, but, you know, we had Diwali and Christmas in between. So now I'm at 85.
Oh, wow.
With a couple
amazing.
Of here and
That's
there.
25 kilos.
Sure. Go, Jamie.
So I'm on the beer diet. On the 35 degrees in Durban to Outchester for now, I've been having a 6-pack of beer every day. And it's been helping.
Every day?
Every single day, 6-pack. And I put the freezer far from where I am, so I have to do 6 trips to the freezer. So that's my workout.
And
And at normal beer, not even non-alcoholic, sugar-free, healthy beer.
The normal beer. There shouldn't be non-alcoholic beer out there.
Carmen, what's healthy beer?
Non-alcoholic,
non-alcoholic sugar.
Zero.
So, would you say that your diet is going well for you?
Yeah.
It's going well. I'm 78 kgs and I'm not moving up or down and I'm happy there.
How old are you, Don?
I'm 50 years old.
No way. 78, 6-pack a day. How is that working out for you? What
else? Guys, on a serious note, I eat what I want. I have a 6-pack a day. And this is something I learned from a guy at work. He's 65 years old and he has 2 quarts of beer every day and he stays the same weight. And I've tried it and I've been staying the same weight for years.
So, okay. Don, you think it's the beer?
I don't know.
Weekdays from 6 a.m. on East Coast Radio.